time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour of Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us in this time slot, as usual, Ian Murphy over at the Iron Pig Smokehouse there in Old 27. Absolutely love this new location. Ian Murphy's on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Trucker Randy.
Hey, I got to ask you a very kind of nagging question. How many people have gone to the old location there in downtown Gaylord and was looking for the Iron Pig and like was totally like blown away by the new design of the restaurant, the new layout of the bar? How many people come in, you know, looking for the Iron Pig now that you've remodeled it and changed it and took it in a different direction?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's been sort of entertaining over the last couple of weeks to see, because, you know, obviously the way we rolled out the new concept definitely confused a lot of people with the social media posts and the crime scene tape and everything, looking like we had closed that downtown location. But it never was closed by ever any government agency. It was simply closed by me to remodel. So for a few days we had the same phone number, and then the old phone number was forwarded to the new location. We still have Iron Pig signs up downtown. We still have police tape up over the old Iron Pig entrances. And the new restaurant shares the same space, obviously, but we have two separate entrances for the entire space. So you can go into the old Iron Pig locations. There's signs on each door that say closed due to the prohibition of violation of the Volstead Act. And then there's signs that say speakeasy this way. So there is still a little bit of confusion, and there are still quite a few people that just know that the Iron Pig has been there for 8 years. So they do show up and they walk into the new entrance and they go, whoa, this has changed a little bit.
Right.
And we proceed to kind of give them, you know, what we've been doing. And we even hand out little cards that give you simple directions down Old 27 from downtown to get to the new location. But a lot of times people just end up staying, wanting to try the new food, sit around on the couches in the lounge area and everything. So it's been pretty interesting to see the reactions.
Right. And the menu is not necessarily the barbecue that you have at the south location. You've come up, Chef Ben's come up with a bunch of new food items on that menu.
Yeah, so I mean, it's completely different, right? So the old model of Iron Pig was counter service. Fast casual is technically the name for it, where you'll come up to the counter, order, we give you a number, and we bring your food and drinks and everything. This is traditional style. You come in, sit down, get a waiter, a waitress, but it's small plates. So what that means is we have about 15 items on the menu, roughly, and they're meant to be shared. So meatballs and oysters Rockefeller and a small pasta dish. you get, if you and your wife come in or your date come in, or like we had a group of eight ladies that came in Saturday night for dinner, mainly because they were huge fans, but they wanted to see and experience. And this is what we're telling people, is this is a dining experience, right? You come to the Iron Pig for amazing barbecue and, of course, to support us, which we love, and it's the only reason we're still open. But the new restaurant, Prohibition, downtown, that's taken its place, this truly is an experience because it's taking a step back into time where nobody was on their cell phones. Communication was so face-to-face. This is places where we gathered, and especially given the 20s and early 30s of Prohibition, where you're sort of bucking the government and all this other stuff and being very hush-hush about a lot of things. So it's a fun turn.
That is really cool. We're going to take a short break. More with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse South, location only. Prohibition is now downtown. We'll talk more about that. And we've got some text messages. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051, located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying through the break, Ian Murphy over in Gaylord, the new south location, the only location now for the Iron Pig Smokehouse. absolutely very easily accessible right off of I-75. It is the exit 279. It's roughly about 3 miles south of the old exit 282. Make a right, come off the ramp, head south about 1 mile. It's on the east side of the road right across from Otsego Lake. Great location. And Ian, snowmobilers, ATVs, melted snow, the snow comes back. Man, they're still out there. I'm thinking on the trails, a little yo-yo going on over there.
Yeah, you know, this is reminds me of the winter of a couple seasons ago. It's like weather by Sybil. You just don't, it's up, it's down, you don't know. Thankfully, most of it stuck around over here in Gaylord. we had driving rain the other day, so the trails have definitely been beat down. But we're scheduled for more snow today, tomorrow, before the weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable how much it's still piled up over here. But the trails have taken a beating. But I got to be honest, man, our groomers over here in Otsego County, they're amazing. I don't know how they keep these trails so nice. Given the conditions that they have to work with, it's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it is. And one other thing, I know that there's quite a few snowmobiler clubs. I talked to one gentleman. He said, hey, a friend of mine said he heard about this smokehouse barbecue place. It's right on the trail somewhere. And I'm like, oh, yeah, absolutely. I took a screenshot of the Google map, and I sent it to him on a text message. He's like, oh, my God. He says, well, let them know this weekend we're supposed to get some snow even downstate, but we're hearing you guys are going to get some more fresh powder up there. He's reaching out to his snowmobile club, 26 guys. And he said almost every single one of them are married and have a wife. They all pull two sleds with their trucks. He goes, we're definitely going to check this place out. And I said, okay, well, I'll give Ian a heads up. When are you planning? He said, well, we're going to come Friday night, but we'll probably hit the trails early Saturday morning. And I said, okay, Saturday morning is still breakfast time, but full menu. If they're past breakfast and they're wanting to get into lunch or maybe even dinner, you guys can accommodate them basically off the trails almost with the full menu on a Saturday morning, mid-morning, noon, 1 o'clock.
Absolutely. We don't like to say no. Lots of other places have no problem saying no. But the way we've designed our menu, it's pretty much available all day long. We also, Saturday and Sunday mornings, we also do our Build Your Own Bloody Mary bar till at least 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So there's that as well. But yeah, we make that entire menu is as easily accessible as possible.
Excellent, excellent. No problem. Somebody comes in and wants to order breakfast. Chef Ben and the guys can take care of that.
Absolutely.
Okay, good, good, good. All right, I'll text him back. His name is Gary, and he was from Sterling Heights, Macomb County area. And so I gave him – actually, this is a question I've never even asked you before. That trail, where is the southern trailhead? Is that down in – is that Grayling or is that Kalkaska? Where does that trailhead begin for Gaylord?
There's a few of them, but Trail 7, I believe that there is a trailhead right there in Waters. So just to our south, just a couple of miles.
Okay.
I do believe there is a trailhead right there. Yep.
Right there. So that's what I think exit 270 is Waters.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Because I know the DNR parking is pretty large at those trailheads, and I see all those pickup trucks with those trailers, and man, brings back memories when Miss Vicky and I used to be out there with our Articats. But we gave that up a long time ago. We didn't like bouncing on those hard trails. They didn't have the groomers like they have for you guys now.
Yeah, I'll tell you, and the technology, you know, that you're riding these days is crazy as well. You know, my family is in the snowmobile sales business. And I'm not an enthusiast either. I've had two low back surgeries, so unfortunately that's just not my winter sport. But
right.
Doesn't mean that we don't have – I mean, we try to support the snowmobile crowd as much as possible, not just because we're right across from Trail 7, but because living in Gaylord, snowmobiling, skiing, cross-country skiing, all that stuff – that's our golf for the wintertime. We have the golf, we have the lakes, fishing, all that stuff for the summertime. Yeah. And in the wintertime, this is the exact opposite of that. So, you know, we're always happy to support the snowmobilers. And thank goodness these last two seasons have been what we are used to expecting here in the Snowbelt area. A lot of these people that you're talking about have been going up to the UP instead of stopping in Gaylord in the snow belts. They'll yeah. drive another 4 or 5 hours up into the UP to get the kind of snow that we're now once again getting here in Gaylord.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember after Gaylord, we would then mount up the sleds and we'd go to Newberry.
Yeah.
And, man, that trail up there was phenomenal as well. But you don't get Iron Pig food up there in Newberry.
Not yet, anyways. Not yet.
Well, one thing I did want to talk to you about, the court cases, I'm still getting phone calls. I'm still referring David Delaney. A lot of these projects got a big one happening, proposed to be happening in Presque Isle County. And, man, this is just relentless what these companies are doing with these solar panels. Have you heard of any others that are on the radar? Have you been hearing any other cases David's working on?
I got to be honest. there are so many. And again, I might have mentioned this before, but I feel like this is part of their tactic, is to kind of flood the zone. And whether or not there's still incentives available, you know, taxpayer funds to subsidize some of these things, I don't think that there is, but it doesn't seem to be slowing down the development of these sites. I can't keep track of how many new industrial solar farms and industrial wind farms are being proposed. And that's not even discussing the AI data centers, which Public Act 233 has no control over. The Michigan Public Service Commission, as we've seen in recent weeks, does have some say over those projects, but Public Act 233 does not specifically give any kind of zoning, state zoning requirement for those projects.
Now, that's amazing how new that technology developed, where, you know, they just passed Public Act 233. When was that? Legislative session 2023, 2024?
Yeah, so 23 was passed, and then it became effective in 24.
In 24, yeah. And here we are, 2026, and this technology is so new that they didn't even know to include it in that legislation.
Right, or to empower, you know, the numerous government agencies that they have at their disposal. The next one would be Eagle.
Oh, yeah.
Why doesn't Eagle have anything to say? So we have 30 golf courses within 30 miles of Gaylord right up here. And if you're going to have the water consumption debate about AI data centers, which is a worthy debate, you also have to understand that the amount of water that the average golf course uses is comparable to what a data center uses. So if you're against a data center, you should be relatively against, again, and this is a more nuanced conversation, but the water consumption debate is regulated by Eagle with golf courses. Why is it not regulated? Again, I'm not a regulation fan, but right. I'm just saying if we're trying to be even across every industry, which obviously they're not, then Eagle should be involved, but they're not. Again, these are people just pretending to be environmentalists, like the DNR and all these other agencies. They don't really care. What they're more interested in is compliance. That's really yeah. what it is, control and compliance.
Well, you know, in the argument I had with, back in the day, Department of Environmental Quality, which became Eagle, is I'm like, guys, you don't even understand. When a golf course uses water, what do? They sprinkle the fairways. They water the greens, right? Mm-hmm. That water seeps in right back into the ground in the same underground water aquifer that they're pumping it from. It just goes through the filtration of the soil and ends up back in the water aquifer completely clean. Even if they use fertilizer on the greens or whatever, it doesn't matter. By the time it gets back into the underground water aquifer, it's completely filtered out and clean and pure water again. They don't actually consume water. They just use it, and it goes right back into the ground. What part of that do they not understand?
Right, and that's where you get into the nuance of it, right? So one is consumption. One is essentially, like you said, going back into the underground aquifer. Of course, that's not always the situation. There have been issues. We've had two of them right here in Gaylord. Actually, David Delaney, my attorney, was involved with one of them where they were developing a golf course inside marshland area. And this is back in the early 90s where we didn't know a whole lot about chemical runoff with some of these things that were being used back then. But that's exactly it. One is consuming, right? So they're cooling things, and then that is vaporing off. Now, they do have different technologies to try and, quote, recapture and reuse some of the water. So they'll have holding ponds and these other things. But again, that's taking away a finite resource. Regardless if we're the Great Lakes and we have more natural water here than anywhere on the planet, that is still a finite resource, and these guys consume a ton of it. And it just doesn't seem like they're slowing down with any of these projects, whether it's AI, solar, or wind, and battery.
Yeah, storage is going to be a big thing that they're looking at. I think one of the reasons for it is because of potential growth of, you know, electric grid, and they just, they don't want brownouts and they don't want, you know, power outages. So there's all kinds of things that they have to think and take into account. So it's definitely a growing, developing technology usage that, you know, we're going to have to explore and figure out how to deal with it. But
it is, I'll say really quick about the whole topic is this is something that seems to be bipartisan, that neither party necessarily want and or want to have a closer look at before it just explodes.
Yeah.
And I'm not really seeing any leadership stepping up and saying, hey, let's pause. Let's do a moratorium. Let's do this. Let's do something. By and large, I would think both parties would be wanting to come together on this issue. But of course, we know that they're not. But that's what I'm seeing is, unfortunately, leadership just is not coming together on this issue.
Well, I don't think they understand it. To be quite
I wouldn't make an argument against that. I agree.
Yeah, it's like, okay, you know, because I talked to some of these guys and they're like, Trucker, I'm sorry, but I have no idea what you're talking about. And it's like, okay, let me educate you. But anyway, one last thing, events happening, anything on the radar you'd like to let people know to put on their calendar?
Yeah, we've got opening day for Tigers coming up Friday and a couple of Fridays from now. We always do like an all-you-can-eat, build-your-own Coney dog setup at Iron Pig. And then we have downtown at our new restaurant, Prohibition. March 14th is going to be a pub crawl downtown as well. So not just us, but almost all the restaurants and bars downtown Gaylord, March 14th. Gosh, they're doing like 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Usually most of that fun happens between about 4 and 7 p.m. So
yeah,
come downtown, visit us, visit everybody else. It's going to be hopefully the weather will be halfway decent so you can kind of travel around downtown a little bit. But if not, come see us for Tigers opening day or just any other time. And again, we've got to redo the commercial because we are doing breakfast 7 days a week at the new location there on Old 27.
Well, I'm going to give you a call right after the interview. I got a couple other things I need to talk to you about real quick. But ironpigsmoke.com is the website. You can order carry out. You can also go there to book any family reunions if you want to use the pavilion. All kinds of things on that website, ironpigsmoke.com. Ian, thank you so much, man. I'll talk to you in a second.
You got it. Thanks, Trucker Randy.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number two will be right